Good night, Shabbos. Today is not Friday. Today may say Friday on your calendar, but today is not Friday. Today is Erev Shabbos, and we are turning our Friday into Erev Shabbos with tremendous thanks to Mendon Tzipora Fishman, Schosfchai Rivka Bas Tzipora Friedel, in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rabbi Yaakov Ben David Aryeh, and in memory of Mendy's father, whose neshama should have an aliyah. We are turning our Friday into Erev Shabbos, and I want to share with you a really, really beautiful idea, a game-changing idea, a Friday-changing idea, an idea we started to learn in the Parsha class, relevant to our Parsha, but really relevant to every single Erev Shabbos of the year, and it comes from Shiurei Chumash of the Hilge Mashkiach Revolbe Zatzal. And he's talking about a pasuk, Vayelchov Yasu Ben Yisrael Kasher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe Ves Aaron Kein Asu. Our Parsha has the details of the laws of Korban Pesach. What has to happen for Korban Pesach? And it says that Hashem communicated to Moshe. Moshe and Aaron told the Jewish people. And when the Jewish people heard it, Kein Asu, so they did. Asks Rashi, Bechichvar Asu. Did the Jewish people do it? Halomi Rosh Chodesh Nemar Lahem. The commandment came early. It came all the way from the beginning of the month of Rosh Chodesh. Ella, so how could you say they did it? Only the command came, and they sat on the command for a little while until it was meant to be done. So how can, after the command, you say, so they did, they didn't do it yet? Why are you treating it like it's done? Says Rashi, Elamikevan shekiblu alayim ma'ala lava, alayim kasav ki'ilu asu. Says Rashi, listen to these words. Mikevan shekiblu alayim. Once they accepted it and received it, with joy, with enthusiasm, with energy, with courage, with conviction, with clarity, once they were certain to do it, it was as if it was already done. You know, something can come, an opportunity, an invitation, a task, a mitzvah, a date on a calendar, and you can stumble and trip into it. You could delay and procrastinate. You could be low energy and uninterested, or you could be makabel, with excitement, with vigor, with energy, with enthusiasm. Listen to what Revolbe writes. Kol advarim tamid maschilim im kabbalah. Everything begins with first accepting it, accepting the invitation, accepting it. Shabbos matchila im Kabbalah Shabbos. Shabbos begins literally with Kabbalah Shabbos. We recite, we sing the Psukim of Tehillim, we sing Lechadodi, because we actually have in our liturgy Kabbalah Shabbos. Tshuva matchila im Kabbalah. Tshuva begins with Kabbalah. A Kabbalah, I take upon myself, with regret for the past, I take upon myself a commitment for the future. Tainus tzara Kabbalah, but tainus yachid. If an individual wants to fast, the night before they have to accept it upon themselves. I'm fasting tomorrow. Tzarach lavin, mahu inyan ha-kabbalah, ta'asu v'day. Ask Rav Olba, but why do you have to first accept it? Why do you need a Shabbos needs a Kabbalah, tshuva needs a Kabbalah, a fasting needs a Kabbalah. Why do you have to accept it and receive it? Just do it. Isn't the main thing, the key thing, to do it? Lama tzarach Kabbalah Shabbos? Says Rav Olba, mashma, shekesha adam mekabal al atzmo, asu kvar nichnas le'inyan shel Shabbos. Because once you accept something and receive something, now you're already in it. Now you're anticipating it. Now you're excited about it. Now it's real. Now you're making it happen. Hu hevin maza Shabbos, hu mekabel zeh. If you don't know what Shabbos is, then how could you accept it? If you accept it, it's only because you know what it is and it's where you want to be. You know, someone sends you a calendar invite. Often you make up with someone a meeting, an event. You say, send me a calendar invite. And you get the calendar invite. You could accept it. You could reject it. You could say tentative. When you press the check on the calendar invite and you accept it, you're in it. It's in your calendar. It's where you want to be. It's what you're anticipating. Shabbos, Kabbalah Shabbos, is the calendar invite for Shabbos. And when you press check, Shabbos is where I want to be. It's what I want to be doing. It's what I've been waiting all week for. It's the source of bracha. It's the tachlis of everything. As memelin m'shecha mizeh Shabbos acheres. Im noflin atoch Shabbos b'li Kabbalah, zeh stam yom. If Shabbos just happens to you, then it's like every other day. Because you're not Makabel Monday, you're not Makabel Tuesday, you're not Makabel Wednesday, you're not Makabel Thursday. There's no other day that you're Makabel. The other day, just the clock and calendar change, and you're in that day. There's only one day that you're Makabel, and that is Shabbos. Shabbos gets a Kabbalah Shabbos. You accept, you receive, you're in. It's the calendar invite, the check mark for Shabbos. Rav Olba writes a story, he says, Pama Yisi Muzman lePegisha B'Shmona Be'erev. I was once invited to a meeting at 8 o'clock at night. He says, when I got there, the housekeeper opened the door for me and told me, wait here. He said, I'm waiting. And now it's 8:15, 15 minutes late. And at 8:15, the Balabais comes in and he says, Shalom Aleichem, and invited me to come in. He says, Shalom Aleichem? You, Shalom Aleichem. I've been here waiting for you. You're going to give me a welcome? He says, when Shabbos, Kishmekablim, Shabbos, Revasha Achra Shkia, Va'omrim l'chadodi, Shabbos kvar nimtzeis. You come late to shul on Friday, or you minchas just before shkia, and you're already davening Kabbalah Shabbos and l'chadodi after shkia. What are you saying, l'chadodi? You're greeting Bowie b'shalom. You're not welcoming Shabbos. Shabbos is already here. It's welcoming you. You made her wait. You're not welcoming her. She's welcoming you. Shabbos kvar nimtzeis. Tzarech lahakpid azesh Kabbalah Shabbos tia l'fnei shkia. Rak shebekoshi gomer mincha l'fnei shkia zed nikra Kabbalah. What kind of schedule is that? So we know we have an idea of Tosefes Shabbos. There's a concept of adding on, dragging out, growing, broadening, lengthening Shabbos. It's something more. Let's start the vacation early. Let's hold on to the vacation a little bit late. Let's start the simcha a little bit early. Let's keep the simcha going a little bit late. Shabbos, let's bring it in early. Let's keep it going late. When you start Shabbos, not only on time, but you come late, that you're first saying the Chadodi and it's already after Shkia, you're not saying Boi B'Shalom. You're not giving a Shalom Aleichem to Shabbos. Shabbos gave a Shalom Aleichem to you. The only way to really be out front is to truly have Kabbalah Shabbos. And Kabbalah Shabbos is to be Mekabel. It's to be Mekabel. So it goes back to this Rashi and Parshas Bo. Mikevan shekiblu aleihem, ma'ala ala v'kasav ki'ilu asu. If there's a proper Kabbalah, it's like you already did it. When you press check, calendar invite, Friday is Erev Shabbos. So that's our task. This week, here's your homework. Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos with a real Kabbalah. We don't have Kabbalah Tuesday and Kabbalah Thursday and Kabbalah Sunday. We only have Kabbalah Shabbos. How? By turning Friday into Erev Shabbos. Set that table, shower and shave, be ready and learn Shnayim Mikra V'Echad Targum, prepare a vort, a story, an insight, a provocative question. Be ready. Let Shabbos find you waiting. Never come late and make her wait for you. Should all be zocha to a real Kabbalah Shabbos this week and every week.